We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. We're starting from the new Mishnah Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph. Hamevi get v'nichoy zaken oicholim. Someone's a shliach to get, and he leaves the mishaleach, which the husband, he was an old man, or he was sick, and he was going to bring a get to the isha. Now, the time he gets to the isha, it's very possible the guy's not alive anymore. So could he give the get b'cheskas that he's alive, and therefore it's a good get? The law is yes. Noisin law becheskas shu kayim. You give the get to the isha bechazaka that he's alive, because we know there's something called a chazaka, which means hemedava chazkasa. Whatever the status quo is, we assume it continues that way until we know otherwise. Therefore, we consider him alive, and therefore it's a good get. Rashi's law is a little interesting. Rashi says noisin law becheskas shu kayim. Rashi says v'loichas shin on shem meis. Maybe he died. Ubatol shlichusay. And the shlichus is batal. It really should say, and it's a get lachamisa, which might be that's what Rashi really means. Ubatal shlichusai, because he's not alive anymore, therefore he ain't get lachamisa, therefore his whole purpose of a shliach is batal, of a shlichus is batal. Like upon him, but we're not chayish for that. And the Mishnah brings another two examples where we go bas chazaka. The same thing goes for bas yishon asuna kain. The bas yishon is married to kain. And the husband went away for a very long trip to Medina Siyam. So she could continue eating truma, even though she doesn't know if he's alive. She could continue eating truma and assume that he's still alive. The third case where we assume someone's alive, is someone did a avera in Medina Siyam. He sends the chatos to the Beis HaMikdash. And assuming that he's alive. Even though the halacha is that if the bailam of the chatos dies, then the chatos goes lamisa. But still here, we could assume that the guy is alive. That's the idea called cheskas chai. So we have three examples. We have a case of a get, a case of chuma, and a case of a chatas. Zokta Gemara, Amar Rabba, lo yishanu, this whole halacha where you could assume, and you go by the chazaka and say the guy is still alive, lo yishanu al hazaka in shalagia legvuros. It's only if he left him, he was less than 80. Or, the case of chayla was, a regular chayla, he was sick. Because roiv chaylim go l'chayim. Avo zaken shagir l'gvuris. But if you left the zaken, he was 80 years old, or he left him as a geisus, he was on his deathbed, the geisus. Shiroiv geisusim l'misa. Then loy. So roiv is mechayil something. Because this whole thing in cheskas chay is only if there's a roiv, which means a guy didn't reach 80 yet. Okay, so you can assume he's alive. Or if he's tam chayla, so you can assume he's alive. But if he's deathly ill and he's almost dead. Or if he's over 80, then we there's no chazaka anymore. They have to be chayish ready, they died.
Then we have to be chayish
ready, they died every day? Right away, yeah, right away, he died. It's the biggest chance he died, so you have to be chayish. That's his being chadish. Eisvei Abaya, Abaya has a cash like this. Hamevi get, he brings a bride. So it says, Hamevi get, v'nichoy zaken, you bring a get, you left him old. Afilu ben meya, even though he's 100 years old. Afilu ben meya shana, noisin lo, you give the get to his wife, v'cheskash shuvakayim, the chazaka that he is alive. So you see, even 100 years old, tiyufta, it's a tiyufta, we slugged up Rava. That's one mahalach. We buy yisema, and the another mahalach is keeping the iflig. The yigitaina, once he reached a big age, then it's opposite way. If he reached such a big age already, like Rashi says, keeping the iflig mashar derek alaretz shehirich yomim amei shana iflig veini kashar adam liyaz karav lomos. Then already he's a different league. He lives so long. And Rashi fears always, Ava ben shmoinim va'achas, o yoyser, atishim karv lamasu. From 81 until 90, that is where it's karv lamas. So even if the Gemara says 100, after 80, over 80, in the 81st year. And that's, Rashi says, over 90 already is considered iflik. You know, the Gemara said 100. So why? Because we're doing like Rashi. He says, afilu ben meyashana. Mashma, even less, also, b'cheshu kayim. So Rashi learns that it's from 90 to 100. The Ramah, it's one of Rishonim, it's brought down in the Karban Asanel and the Shulta Gabarim, he learns that it goes from 80 to 100 is when you're Chayish Misa. After 100 years old, that is when you're not Chayish Misa anymore. And if you look at the Ran's Girsa talk is, Eise Abaya, maybe get v'niche zokim ben meyashana. Don't say afilu ben meyashana. So it stems good with the Ramah. So Ramah, which is brought down in the Torah also, that's the sheet that he holds, not like Rashi, and he holds that from 100 and on is iflig. And really, the truth is, there's two truths in the Gemara. One Gemara says Rav was slogged up, but like upon him, that's the two mahalakim in our Gemara. Either Rava was shlugged up from the Braisa, or we could say there's a difference between being over 90 or over 100 than being over 80. Ramalei Abaye LeRava. Abaye asked the kasha to Rava. It says in our Mishnah, Tanan, Hamevi gets some brings together Nichazaka and Echel Mishnah Mechazukayim. You can go to the Chazaka. That is a lot. V'raminu, Masi Akasha, it says in a Braisa, Reza Giteich, Shoachas, it's either Braisa or Mishnah, Machoa, Reza Giteich, Shoachas, Koydim Sosa. And if you give a get to someone, and it's Bichal to the Isha, a husband gives a get to the Isha, it's Bichal 1 hour before his Misa. Shoachas, Koydim Sosa. Asura, Lecho, Bachuma, Miyad. She can't eat chum already right now. Because we're within an hour of his Misa. And therefore, he has stopped eating chum. So we see that you are worried about Misa. We say in our Mishnah that Cheskes Chai, that we don't assume Misa, we assume he's alive. Here we see we assume Misa. Omalei, so he answered, Chuma Agitin Koramis. You asked me a kasha from Chuma Agitin, I'll tell you a chilek. Chuma Efsher. By Chuma, we don't mind making a little restrictions on her, because there she can eat other things. Get lo yafsher. We can't say that you always choshev for misa by get. You never able to give a get. You can't ever send a get. Maybe he leaves the door. Maybe he died. So you never can send a get with a shliach. And we know it's not true. Therefore, by get avada we allow it. By chuma, maybe we have extra precautions. We say stop eating because chuma is not like getin. So the Mara Kasha, our mishnah says you go as cheschai. We have a mishnah or a brayse or someone else that says you don't go as cheschai. And then we answered that Chuma and Gita is not Shver. The obvious question is that our Mishnah says Chuma also. But Rami, Chuma, Chuma, Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Basi Shon, Shula Koyim, Valach, Valach, Yos Yom, Echals, but Chuma, Ches, Shukayim, our Mishnah says that if a person, a lady's a husband, that's a Koyim, went to Medina Siam, she continued in Chuma. Why? We never mind that he is alive. So you see, he goes to Ches, Chagar, and Chuma. Raminu, from this price, Sarei Zeh, Gitech Shaachas Koydim Misasai. Shaachas Koydim Misasai. That there it says that Asu Lechav Chumah. Yeah, the Inal Yichum right away. So it's a stira. The two things that Lachar here it says. No, Mishnah Gomach Hasichai. And there you see you worried he might die. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada Brei Rav Yitzchok. So what's the chiluk? Shani Hasam Shani Osro Lov Shaachas Koydim Misasai. The difference is there that he asserted her an hour before his Misa, and therefore you don't go by the Cheskes Chai. What's the Gemara's Teretz? So it's not clear what the Gemara's Teretz is. So what? So now, so then you don't go by the Cheskes Chai because it's an hour before. What's the Gemara's Teretz? So Maskelar Papa, we'll talk about it in a second. Maskelar Papa, unchapt your Teretz. Your Teretz is that hour for Misa is different because maybe you're also right now. Maskara Papa Mamai the Iug Mayas Resha. Who said he's gonna die first and therefore she at one point will be usher bin Chuma? Maybe Dilma Iya Mayas Resha. Maybe she'll never be usher bin Chuma. Maybe she'll die first. So they can't be the Pshat. So now what is going on here? What was his Pshat and what was Rab Papa's taina on it? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says like this, says Vashani Hocha Ashre Ashra Mechaim Shachas Koidim Misasai. Every hour he could be misopic. Okay, so what happened to the Cheskes Chai? What's the Gemara's Teretz? And he says, Shnu, the Chiki, because he had the Gemara's Kasha, that maybe she will die first. What's going on in the Shaka Tara Gemara? The Gemara doesn't read. So Taka is very hard, and you're not going to find really in the Svarim, you know, the Svarim like the Taitsi Gemara, what's Pshat, but the Shara Yosher, which is Rav Shimon Shkop, talks about this, and he says Pshat is like this, that the Cheskes Chai only talks to if he dies or not. You don't know if someone's alive. So you go with Cheskes Chai. Is he alive or is he dead? So you say, you know what? Chazaka says he's still alive. But Sha'achas Koydim Misa, there's no Chazaka telling you that an hour before, he's not going to die in an hour. There's no Chazaka on that. We don't have a Chazaka on that. There's no Chazaka saying he's not going to. The Chazaka is right now he's alive. There's no Chazaka in an hour. There's no Chazaka on that, talking to that. So therefore, the Gemara says that there you can't eat already now. Because I don't have a chazaka, no chazaka talking to someone when while he's alive. There's no chazaka on that. The chazaka is only that he didn't die. There's no chazaka talking to him an hour before. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is the way that Shimon Shkop learns, like a svek seika. The Gemara says, okay, you're right. So we have a suffix. But I have another suffix. Maybe she will die first. So therefore, it's a svek seika every hour before. It's a svek seika if maybe he's still going to be alive. in an hour. And even if not, maybe she will die. So therefore, it's like a svek sveka saying that shah achas she mutter. That's maskevra papa's kasha. That even without the chazaka, you have episode svek sveka. That's how Rabbi Shimon Shkop learns the Gemara. It's still a little bit shver, but that's just a little bit of mahalach. And we'll see, mentioned in the Skaras Gemara, that the Gemara says, not a Svara. If you're thinking of a Svara now, that might be the Skaras Gemara's the Svara. But that's not this Kasha. This Svara has a Kasha on it. Remember that. Elo Mabaya. So we have a Kasha. We have a Stira of the two things, right? Stira in our Mishnah says, you eat Truma Cheses Chai. You have another place that says that there you have to stop eating, if you make a get, the hour before Misa, you have to stop eating already right now. Because maybe it's an hour before the Misa. So Abaya says, you know what? This whole thing that I go basa chazaka is not l'kuliyama. Like kasha. Hora meyer l'chayesh misa. Rameyer is not chayesh misa, and therefore you're allowed to eat a truma. Hora Yehuda the chayesh misa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you are chayesh for misa. It's not linked to the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah before brought down in the sugya of Breira. Halakech yayim min kusim. Someone purchases wine from the kusim and he has to take off truma because kusim, even though they're geri emes, they don't take off truma when they sell it. So, the truma is all maestros. He didn't have any kalim now. So he says, two lugam going to be mafresh are in truma. Asara maestrishon. 10 is maestrishon, 10 lugam. Even it's really 9.8, like Tarsus says there. Tisha maestrishoni. Umechav ashoysim yad. Yimachal it and you drink right away. Tibra meyer. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yezav Shimon Oysim. Rabbi Huda, Yezav Shimon Oysim. Why? So we saw before the Chaykas is, if you chaysh v'shem yibaka anoit. So Rameya holds, you could take off, I say tomorrow I'm going to be mafresh, it's fine. You're not worried that the barrel might crack in half and lose all the wine. Rabbi Yehuda on the hand holds, that's also why, Shemi Yabaka Anoit. So we see he's choshesh, even though there's a status quo, he's choshesh. Mashiach and Rameya is not choshesh. So we're saying here also, in our mission, going according to Rameya, we're not choshesh l'misa, therefore you're allowed to eat truma. Yehuda is choshesh l'misa, and therefore you cannot eat Chumba, that's found in the Mishnah Yevamos that says Shachas Kaidim Misasa. Now, even though the Chayra, what happened to the Chazaka? The Targum says Rameya holds, whoever holds, Rabbi Yehuda, let's say Huda holds, I'm saying Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the Chazaka, but the Ma'is says Asuy L'shtanes, he's going to die. So therefore, it's not Shugah Chazaka. The problem is, that annoyed is even there's even less of a chance. It's not for sure going to crack one day. Mishnah Misa is for sure going to happen. So, by Shem Yabaka, no, it's not for sure going to happen. You have to know what the dimyon is. That's what the Chassam Sefer talks about. Back upon him, the first mahalach of the Gemara is that's Chagz Ramei Rehuda. That's a bais mahalach. Rava Amar like this. Rava Amar tap on bays. Shema meis loy chashinon. Shema yomas chashinon. It's a big yisoid. Shema meis loy chashinon means we assume he's alive. He didn't die yet, but that he's not going to die in an hour. There's no chazaka on that. There is no chazaka that he doesn't die in an hour. There's no chazaka, a person doesn't die in an hour. No chazaka like that. Chazaka is a status quo. Chazaka means right now he's alive. He's alive till now, he's alive now. In an hour he might die. There's no chazaka on that. Anything can happen in an hour. So, this is not Rav Shimon saying. I'm saying that this is not Rav Shimon Shkop was saying. This is a different teretz anymore. This is more teretz. I said this before. There's no cash on this. No maskevra pop on this. Here the teretz is that there is no chazaka whatsoever on Shem Yomas. Rav Shimon Shkop was saying a different shot. We don't have to go back to the Havin. I'll just say it quickly. There that there is a chazaka, but chazaka doesn't talk to an hour before. Doesn't talk to that. There's no chazaka. That you have to. It's a cheshvin chazaka. It's not a chazaka. Not talking to that time. It's just you figure it out. Here he's saying there is no chazaka. There is no chazaka. There is no statistic saying you're not going to die in an hour. The statistics that he's live. Most of, 99% he's live. But in an hour he's going to die. There's no statistic like that. There's no chazaka whatsoever. A guy's not going to die in an hour because anything can happen in an hour. So therefore,
she could die too.
She could die too. So she could die too, but here there's no chazaka l'maisa. That was not the point. The point is no chazaka on Shema Yomus. It means Shema Meis Loi Chashinon. Shema Yomus Chashinon. That's Rabbi's Teretz. Shema Yomus Chashinon. You are Chashish. Maybe he's going to die. Therefore, you can't eat Chuma right now because maybe he's going to die. So therefore, right now, while she's alive, she cannot eat Chuma because maybe he's going to die in an hour. There's no chazaka. He's not going to die in an hour. That's Rabbi's Teretz. It's a famous thing. Shem Meis Loi Chashinon, Shem Yomus Chashinon. It comes into other things also, into Vestas, in Hilchos Nida. The halacha is paskin Vestas. For example, let's give you an example. The halacha is paskin that there's something called Vestas. Now, on a vest, there's two dinim. First of all, we're worried she saw dam because she always sees dam on this day. That's her vest. Number two is that they are usher babia because that day she might be tummy. So Zok Tanoi De Yehuda, if you hold Vestas Lav Daraisa, that means that you don't assume she for sure saw, because the Gobas Chazaka, she didn't see it. Even though there's a Vesta Raisa, we pass Vesta the Rabbanon. But Legabe, maybe she's going to see, but Shas Tashmish, that you are Chashish. Shema Yomas Chashinon. Therefore, no idea who the Paschus is Lamaisa, that the Isser Vestas the Raisa, we pass him, that you don't become a Tomei. But the Gabe, the Isser, the Isurim, that is the Raisa. That's how the no idea who the Paschus is. Shema Yomas Chashinon. Akpon, that's Gemara's Teretz. Noid is like a Shem Yomus, which is right now it's intact, but it might crack. The Shem Yomusu pligi, and there you find it's a machoikis. Even by Shem Yomus, you find it's a machoikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. L'chaira, Shem Yomus chashinan, everyone should agree that you chashid. Rav Yehuda, Miliskarta, Shani Noid, the Evshem Oslo Shemir. By a Noid, you give it to someone to watch. That shomer can fall asleep also. Like, what does it help a shomer? You're also a shomer. Terry, to give another shomer? He also needs a shomer. So why by noid are we saying that there is a machlokes? And here we see that you're choshed for shomer yomer. See, an hour before he dies, he can't eat tumor. Elam Rava shomer meis lechashin shomer yomer tanoihi. So Rava says shomer meis lechashin shomer yomer tanoihi. Shomer yomer is machlokes tanoim, which echanami. Maybe he's going to die. That's machlekes. There are some who say go as chazaka, like our mayor, and Rabbi says you don't go as chazaka. And that mishnah that says that you are choshes shem yomus is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to our mayor. So upon him, that's the mahalach of Rava to answer the stira to two mishnayos. Zokta gevara vayta. Said our mishnah. Shleich hatos. The third thing in the mishnah, you go as chazaka. Shleich hatos b'nei ziyam. If you send the chatas to Yam, how do you ever do that? What happens to smicha? I make a shliach. It says in the pasuk in Teres Kehanim Darshins that the pasuk says v'somach yodoi al roish ha'ilo, and we darshin in Teres Kehanim yodoi v'lo yad benoi yodoi v'lo yad shluchoi. You can't use a shliach. So here, how do you ever do smicha? So the chayra here, you can't send a chatas because you can't do smicha. Aye, good kasha of Nasi's asking, is that ma'akiv? It's not ma'akev. It's a good kasha. It's a kasha. Avagav the smicha loy ma'akva. Mekomak in lasis loy smicha loy chilu. You're not gonna send the carbon without smicha. That you're not gonna do. You're not gonna send the carbon without smicha. So matzah, even though it's not ma'akev, but like it's like kol royal abila type of idea. Akaponim, frekti ma'av bina smicha, avdi ma'av yosef, a carbon nashim. A lady's carbon does not need smicha. And like Rashi brings down, because the pasuk daven reishol v'sam reishol samchim reishol samchim reishol samchim. We know as din that there's no din smicha by a isha. Rav Papa Amar Divin Teretz Mechatz Oif. A Chatz Oif does not need smicha. So upon we have in our mishnah three things that go as chazchai. We have get, truma, and chatas. So smicha. You need all three things. This means get mishum de lo yafshav. I get will say go as chazaka. No choice. Yeah, you want to send the get with a shliach. You're going to have to go as a chazaka. But truma the efshar that she could eat other things. Maybe you should be worried. If it goes on a business trip, maybe he died. Emaloy. The yeshmin and truma zim lo yafshav. Sometimes she's very poor. All she has is truma. So it's lo yafshav. A chatas. Take the word oy. But a chatas mesveka lo leil. You shouldn't bring a chatas mesveka leil chum ba'azara. You shouldn't bring chum ba'azara. Tzricha. So you need all three cases. Even chayes let her bring. And Tosis asks. We know you bring chatas oif ala safik. He says that's only the Bailam himself, but a shliach cannot bring us chatas oif ala safik. That's what Tosis points out. But upon him, that's the tzrichas of all three cases. You go basa cheskes chay.